All right. We are live. This is CDSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request, text, or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ange Shachlach from the Ntlakepmuch Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we also have in the house with us, we have our president of Minnetkaeta Park Association, Celia.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone.
And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys on this January 16th, 2025 on Free Voices. And our subject is going to be on rehabilitation. Yeah, and so we have some of our regular co-hosts coming in with us. We're going to have our high-diving champion, Wegedesk. We're going to have one of my brothers from California, Tluk-Tluk-Bachan Shachlach, and also my brother, Shkwaich Shachlach from Gwaishkina, BC. And so we're going to have those co-hosts coming in, and we're going to have some music from Ethnic Metal, Pharrell Williams, the Northern Pikes, Billy Strins, and if we have enough time, John Five. So, we're going to have an awesome show, and we welcome our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Spain, from Switzerland, from Sweden, from Norway, from Egypt, from Africa, from China, from Japan, from Ukraine, from Russia, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across Canada and all across the United States. Welcome to our odyssey of positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice. And we thank all of you for joining us and being participants of making this world a better, better, beautiful place. So thank you all, and we're going to start off our program with some energetic music from Ethnic or Concrete Age and their song Ethnic Metal. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll get this show on the road. Enjoy, everyone. All right, we're back. That was some ethnic metal from Concrete Age. And man, getting us all psyched up and ready for this awesome show. And we have on the line with us, we have our brother Wegedesk, the high diving champion of the world. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. It's always great to be connecting with Eagle Nation. Lots of love to everybody in the studio and all our listeners, Chief. It's an honor.
Awesome. Mm. We'd like to ask you, please and thank you, to lead us through some deep breaths and get this show started right.
Good idea. Our bodies really need as much air and oxygen as they can get. So let's prepare for these three awesome deep breaths. We'll be going in through the nose, out through the mouth. But first, let's relax our jaw. Let's relax our shoulder and our belly. And really just feel as comfortable as you can in your own skin. And as we breathe that air in, bring in all the blessings and love of life. And on the exhale, let it all go. All right, let's do it. 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose. Big exhale, super nice. Two more. And one more, extra love. Super good.
Ooh.
That was amazing, guys.
He's howling at the moon.
Wow, man. Awesome, man. It's just so awesome to just do those deep breaths, get that oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, up to our brains, getting us ready for an awesome subject, which is on rehabilitation. So we'd love to ask you and hear your words on that, rehabilitation.
Yeah, it's a great word because I think everybody goes through natural highs and lows in life. And, you know, after the lows, and usually at the bottom of the lows is where we say, okay, I got to make a change. I got to get back to doing the things that I know are super healthy for me. And, you know, we kind of call that a little bit of a rehab. But the part that really stood out to me with the word rehabilitation is the habitat.
Mm-hmm.
It's the home. It's the environment. It's the things in our life and that we do that is our life. And so I think it's always really good to, once in a while at least, take stock of how things are going and, you know, maybe do a good tidy up, because everything can't remain spotless all the time, because as we live and use things, they kind of get messy and require some rehab. And so I just wanted to remind everybody out there to give more appreciation to your habitat. And I think that as we appreciate anything more, we take care of it more. And that will lend, it'll make the rehab portion of the recovery a lot easier for us. You know, our habitat is so important. Mm-hmm. And how about you, Chief? What are you thinking about rehabilitation?
Well, I was going over my thoughts with so much have I learned from Madam Ottawa, you know, our counselor, Fari. She used to always be a big supporter of people that would do their self-care in maintaining, you know, the four directions of our medicine wheel, which is our physical, our emotional, our mental, and our spiritual. And each proponent of that wheel can get unbalanced. And it's all about balance, because we have to, like, maintain each part of those parts of our wheel in order to have a smooth run through our journey. Our life journey can get really rough at times. And the more we have balance in our medicine wheel, the more smooth our journey in life will be. And that was one thing that I've been thinking a lot of lately, because it's just so easy to get unbalanced and to refocus and be mindful of maintaining, you know, our mental, our emotional, our spiritual, and our physical. So just to get onto those things, there's different ways and different tools that we can do to use to get into making it more healthy. And we all have our own strategies and issues to do it. And it's just one of those things that we got to focus a little bit on it and maintain that positivity and human growth. And it just adds to the world and makes it a better place. When you're functioning well, you can make a difference in this world and be a positive influence. So, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So, yeah, very nice to hear your words of wisdom as usual. You got really good stuff to say. And just thank you for joining us and leading us through some deep breaths and always focusing on the positive views of life.
Amazing. It's always a pleasure to tune in to Eagle Nation. I'm sending you and all the listeners, everybody else in the studio, all the love. Keep the deep breaths going, and we'll tune in again next week.
Beautiful.
Lovely.
Yeah, thank
you. Bye for now.
Bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq people on the East Coast. Just always a blessing to hear his words and get his input on our subject.
I love that picking up of the core part of that word, too, habitat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
our
yeah.
Our home.
Yeah, it's...
taking care of our home.
It connects us to our medicine wheel. Our habitat
yes.
is our medicine wheel.
Yeah.
So just always a blessing to get him on and listen to his words.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to continue on with our program, and we're going to be getting to our next guest, which is Kluk Bachan from Gweishkana, BC, but he's living down in California, so we'll be hooking up with him. But first, we're going to play a song that he picked, which is from Pharrell Williams, and it's called Happy. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone. We'll be right back. By the way, huh, because Woohoo! Yeah, I was clapping along to that one for sure. All right, so we're back. That was Pharrell Williams, Happy. What a happy song.
It would be hard to maintain a cranky demeanor for a long period there.
Yeah, yeah. So we have on the line with us, Gluck Bachen, and he's living down in California. How are you doing, Gluck Bachen?
I'm doing good. I was a little smoky there for a little bit, but doing good.
Yeah, so we have our subject today, and it's on rehabilitation, and we believe that you guys are going to be needing some rehabilitation down there in L.A. So how is everything doing down there?
It's doing a lot better now. They got a lot of the fires contained stuff, so... thanks to help from other states and countries coming in to help out. I know they sent some boys down from Kamloops. We got some crews from Mexico over here, and I think Washington sent some crews down. So doing pretty good right now.
Oh, that's good. And all the families all safe? All the in-laws?
Yep.
The brothers and Sensei Lily?
Yep, everybody's good.
Excellent. Yeah, so we'd love to hear some words on you on rehabilitation.
I see it could be defined in two different, terms. One would be physically and one could be emotionally. So, as you know, Mel's a physical therapist, so... She helps rehab people, but then rehabilitation emotionally, or I could see that is if you're rehabbing from, going down the wrong path, I guess, getting involved with drugs and alcohol or something like that. So I think for me, that's kind of what brought me down here, I guess, because I was starting to get into not drugs, but a lot into alcohol, and our brother decided to take me down here for a few weeks vacations, and those 2 weeks is now almost 24 years.
Wow, that's a long 2 weeks.
That's a lot of rehabilitation.
Yeah, long 2 weeks. So.
Yeah. Well, that's beautiful.
But without that, who knows where I would be.
Yeah, it's just a pretty important thing to do. And it would be awesome to get Mel on here and talk about her part, because, you know, being involved in the physical rehabilitation is pretty important too. And as I was mentioning before, you know, it's like we got to rehabilitate on four levels, which is our spiritual, our mental, our emotional, and our physical. So bringing up those two that you're talking about is very, very key and important. And thanks so much for, like, opening up and sharing some of your experience and knowledge on that and your current rehabilitation. It's always good to get input from other people and learn some things that we wouldn't know otherwise.
Yeah. Well, everybody has their own interpretation of it. So, and that's the two that came to my mind was physical and emotional. So,
Yeah. It's always great too, and I always like the songs that you pick. They're really happy and upbeat, and the last one I remember was from our Uncle Percy, and that was a happy one too. And
whenever I hear that one, I always think of Uncle Percy. So
yeah, one of our top and favorite uncles, and was always great to listen to him, and he would always encourage us on the radio up at Merritt, so that was always
interesting, right?
Yeah. So now he's up there listening and dancing along with us all. So So, well, we really appreciate your input and your words, and we know you're busy, so I guess we're going to have to let you go for now, and can't wait to hear from you again, get some more updates.
Yeah, maybe next time I could be in studio.
Ooh, that would be great. Great.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah,
never know.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, we'll let you go for now, and we'll have to say bye for now, and lots of love to you and all the family down there and all the helpers from all over helping out California.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Bye for now.
All right. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right. That was Kluk Bachen. And from the Ntlakemch people up in Guayshkana and down in California, carrying on our tradition of just traveling all over North America. And so, yeah, great to hear those words and just to know that there's a lot of people going all over the world down to help the LA and all the people down there that have lost their homes and still in danger. So a lot of thanks for all the people down there fighting the fire and just trying to help and do their best. So we will be right back.
On average, every 6 days, a woman in Canada is killed by her intimate partner. The women in our communities deserve to feel safe from both emotional and physical abuse. They deserve men who control their anger. Most importantly, they deserve to know the people they love most will never hurt them. Men like me stand up to create a safer world for the women in our lives, and we're looking to men like you, the men who make up our communities, to join us. You can play an active part to end violence. Visit www.whiteribbon.ca.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with our program, and coming up next, we're going to be having my brother Shkwait Shachlech from Guayshkana, and this is his song of the week, and it's from the Northern Pikes, and it's called She Ain't Pretty. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll be right back.
Watching her pretty, she just looks that way. She just looks that way. She just looks that way.